Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, Matt Siltala here and Dave Rohr, another one of these exciting Business of Digital podcasts. Thank you guys for joining us. Today, what we're going to talk about is the kind of activity that you do with social media, posting, being open in general on a holiday. Okay, we've recently had some holidays, and we're getting into the holiday season, if you will, and we just thought it would be a good idea to maybe give people some ideas or some insights as to how we go about this or kind of what we've seen over the years. And so before we really jump into it, I guess we need to wave a virtual wave to Dave. How's it going, Dave?
Hola, good day.
So. Again, I don't know if there's one of the best ways to jump into this or get us started, but maybe to kick off the conversation, kind of what I was sharing with you before we started recording was, you know, there's been some recent holidays, and what I've noticed, especially with some of our retail sites, we have had, like on Amazon, just giving you a quick example, because we do sell some of our products on Amazon. We'll sell maybe one every other day or one once a week or whatever, with our mattresses, because everyone knows that I own two mattress companies. But it's interesting on holidays, it seems, and even more of like the Memorial Day or the ones where people, I guess, are looking for sales and things like that. It's interesting to see how we have a lot more activity or sales per day for that specific day. So for me, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I want to be open on the holidays. Yeah. I actually sell stuff and I do well, but then it also got us talking about, think about how more stores are doing this now, and again, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's un-American or not, or if you have to work it and you hate it or not. If people would stop going to stores or if people would stop shopping, on those days, then they wouldn't do it. And so, I understand why Target, Walmart, whoever it is opening, Thursday night of Thanksgiving, because people are going. Now, it sucks for those people that have to work in those stores, but if people wouldn't go, they probably wouldn't do it. And so I'm, thinking as a business owner, yeah, I'm going to, I want to make the most money I can. I want to make as much sales as I can. And, I want to be open when people want to shop. And so I guess that's kind of the best opening that I have for this discussion. But what are your thoughts?
I think goes back to you need to optimize and try to capture as much of your audience as possible. So for like us, we made the decision for the podcast to shut it down. I mean, we didn't shut it down, but we just stopped posting over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, I think, is what we stopped doing. And so I think in the last year, in 2017, I think there was, after we started, I think those were the only three or four times where we didn't post. And that was on purpose because, most agencies, most in-house places just shut down during the holiday week at the end of the year. So we're like, well, we'll capture some people, maybe we'll get some of the listeners, but if we only get 20% or 50% of what we normally get, then, they're going to be missing that content. And is that really the best for us?
Right.
So for us, at least for the podcast itself, it makes sense to shut it down certain times.
Well, and that's, I think, the point that we need to make to people is that, it's that, I need to get a shirt that says it depends.
Yes.
But one of my employees actually has that shirt and I love it and I'm jealous of it. But yeah, you're totally right. Like for our industry, we're providing a service. Obviously there's ways to monetize a podcast and there's ways to get business, but we're not selling a physical product. We're not, this is not something that people are looking for on a day when they know that they can go and look for sales, like a 4th of July sale or a Memorial Day sale or a Thanksgiving sale or whatever it might be. We're not necessarily selling anything like that. And so it's easier for, you know, a business like ours. And again, you just have to decide that, you know, if you're a business that's, you know, and again, you know, it just depends on what your goal is, because, you know, like I was about to say, if you're a dentist and you're closed on holidays or the 4th of July, you know, you may not be wanting to drive people into your business, but you may want to be using the fact that people are looking for sales to, if you purchase today, or if you mention this ad today, when you do come and use our service or product, we'll save you 20% or whatever it might be. And so again, there's all sorts of different ways to look at it, but it just comes back to your specific business and how you're going to go about, you know, how it would benefit for you.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about, like, from social media or blog posting and promotions, if you always post on a Tuesday and, you know, July 4th falls on a Monday or a Tuesday, and you just kind of assume that, like, no one in the office is going to be around, do you just post and, you know, really stack the end of the week with promotions?
Right.
I think it goes back to your business, your audience. Look at your past history. Look at your Google Analytics. Look at your past history of when you've shared stuff or promoted stuff or pushed stuff out on certain days. What's happened? You know, does your audience just completely tank for your website on those days? That might not be the day that you send out your newsletter, that you try to promote that blog post, because when everyone comes back from the holiday in 1 day or 3 days, they're going to be like, well, normally I read this, but I've been gone for 2 days and now my boss has this, my monthly report's due, I've got this other thing to do, I've got these other 5 things to do because we lost a day this week, I just don't have time for it.
Well, you bring up something that it made me think of something that recently just happened to us even. It was the day before a holiday, and we're promoting this new thing with our clients, and we sent this email out to about 140 different email accounts, and basically, you know, an internal thing for them to be a part of something that we're doing. And we sent it out and almost immediately got like 20 to 30 automatic replies out of office and stuff like that. And so then it makes you think, because we got those out of office replies, like, you know, is that email going to get lost? Would we have been better to do it on a day before they possibly couldn't have been out for a holiday? Like, would there be a higher rate of people that are actually going to look at that email? Because, you know, you run the risk of, okay, are they going, you know, because it was this out of office reply. And again, I don't know how everybody deals with out of office replies and things like that, but do you go back and say, well, I basically told this person that I'm out of office, and if it's important, they'll email me again, and I'm not going to look at this. And again, I don't know how people handle stuff like that, but it's something to consider, and that's something that I hadn't thought about until we put that out, and then like almost immediately got this slew of like replies of, hey, we're out of office, and it makes you wonder, because we want this thing that we're doing to be successful, and it's going to be beneficial to our clients, but we want to make sure they actually get the message, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And yeah, I'm just thinking of the people that always have, you know, inbox zero. Bless your soul. I have no idea how you do that.
Yeah, me neither.
Except unless you just go blow it all up and delete everything. But yeah, that could be how some people come, that when they come back from a vacation and stuff. And I know people that get like literally, I get a lot of email, but I know people that get a lot of email.
Yeah.
Between internal updates and team updates, and, you know, depending on if you're an agency or an in-house, how many distribution lists you get put on. You know, Matt, from you probably get, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You might be on all sorts of distribution lists and teams at your company, but then you also might get ones about alerts, and you might get other stuff. From an SEO standpoint, if you have way too many, like just yesterday I think I had 5 emails come in from Google saying that, you know, mobile readily and this warning and this alert and stuff like that. And I'm like, Google Search Console, you know, Google Webmasters clearly working on July 4th.
Yeah.
And a holiday. So
what about let's kind of transition into, you know, you know, like blog posts and social content and stuff like that. I think before I let you jump in and share your thoughts on it, something that you had said earlier that kind of leads my answer to this would be, you talked about, you know, paying attention to analytics and maybe certain days you shouldn't do things based on, you know, hey, if people already aren't going to your site or checking you out on certain days or whatever, maybe it's okay to miss something or do something. And so what I'm wondering is, you know, again, it goes back to, are people used to getting something from you on social media on certain days? You know, like I think about some of the local restaurants that I follow, you know, some of them I know that every Thursday they're going to post something about, you know, the coupon or what their special of the day or whatever is. And so if they're not posting that and letting me know because it was a holiday, well, then I'm going to not know what's going on. And now I'm going to unfollow them. I don't know, but probably not, just because I understand that it's a holiday. But what I'm saying is, if you have that consistency and if you're used to that, then as a business, you should at least do something maybe the week before, the day before you go out, saying, hey, nothing going on this week, or don't expect anything from us. We're taking a break. Like one of the barbecue joints that I love and I follow, Little Miss Barbecue here in Phoenix, you know, they're always doing that, like a couple days before, you know, like you're always seeing them post pictures and what they got and their different meats and things like that. And I love it. But I do love the fact that a couple days before the holidays, they're always like, hey, we're going to be closed for these days and don't expect anything from us because we're going to be enjoying family and the holidays and stuff like that. But if they don't, if you're following people and they don't do stuff like that, or even if you're used to stuff like that and then something like that doesn't happen, you know, there's a problem there as well. And so that's just a lesson for you that, you know, we're just in this day and age of so much information, and it's so easy to get your information out to your customers. You almost have to be around, but making sure that you're letting them know what's going on and keeping them informed. Because I think if you get in the kind of a scenario where, you know, you get used to giving them information and they're used to having it, knowing what's up, and then all of a sudden you slack off or you don't do it for a holiday, it could, you know, kind of piss people off. As weird as that sounds, or as first world problem as that sounds, but those are just some of my thoughts on that. What do you think?
Well, and from a social media standpoint, there's so many things you can do now. So on Instagram, a couple days before, you could post, and there was, of course, a brewery that I follow, posted that for
wait,
an upcoming...
you follow...
No,
just kidding.
I know. I follow all sorts of people on Instagram. Influencers, small brands, big brands, breweries, restaurants, chains, all sorts of stuff. But one of them actually said, you know, for the Tuesday before, like, We know a lot of you are cutting out of off work early, so we're opening early. But then they actually updated like their little list of hours and said what their hours were and reminded people that they're closed on certain days for the holiday.
And that's perfect.
That gave them an excuse a couple days early to put it. But then also, if they leave that up as the last post and someone goes and it's like, hey, are they open today? Let me go to their Instagram account. Oh, look, there's the last picture they uploaded was their hours for this week. Oh, okay. Or you can go to your Facebook and update your hours for the week. Or you can create a bot and says, are you open on this day? And have that instantly respond to people. On Twitter, you can put out a post that goes to, you know, a blog post or goes to your Facebook or Instagram or, you know, or just upload a photo and then pin that.
Yeah.
So that if someone goes, oh, you know what?
That's a great
hey, blah,
idea.
Blah, blah. There's a bunch of different things you can do. You can update your blog post or update your site so that, you know, there's a alert that says, hey, we're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day and the day after because, you know, whatever. Or we're taking a vacation and we're closed the week of blah, blah, blah. And update your hours, update your website, and put it up there. So if you're going to be closed, yeah, you can use the social media, but you can also then say, but we'll be open on this day. And yeah. Come in and mention holiday name or, you know, turkey, and you get an extra 5 or 10% off.
Well, and I think the theme here, what we're saying, guys, is people are so used to getting any kind of information they want from brands, all from the very biggest to the very smallest mom and pop restaurant. They're used to getting information this way now. And if we're not feeding it to them, because, I mean, as much as we all, you know, as much as we talk about, hey, when it's a holiday, you should be out in the pool, away from your phone, off your devices, this or that or whatever. But most of the time, people are going to be with their hand, you know, their device in their hand. They're going to still be looking at the same stuff, and they're going to be looking for that information. And so, like, our point here is make sure you're doing everything that you can to provide as much information as possible. And so you have, you know, you keep that consistency with your customers. And I guess that would be like one of my final thoughts or takeaways for everybody on this subject, is just making sure that, again, you understand that this is the platform, this is what people are doing. You know, they shop, they look on holidays. Sometimes they're bored, they got nothing else to do on a holiday, they have their phone in their hands or whatever it might be, but they're looking for that information and they're looking for that consistency. The perfect example, I was looking at my niece and nephew with their young son last night. It's the evening of a holiday, and they're looking on their phone for, you know, what's open, and they're like, oh man, you know, Chick-fil-A is not open, or this is not open, or that's not open. But it's funny because they're going and they're looking for that. And it's good that these places have that information to let them know that, because, like, let's say they just show up somewhere and they show up to a place that says that it's open on Google or wherever, but then it's not because they haven't done a good job in letting people know or you know, just keeping track of their own stuff. It could piss people off, and you could lose customers for things like that, as silly as it sounds. But again, just the consistency, letting people know. Think about how you love using social media and what you use it for and the information that you get, and apply that to your customers. That would be my final thoughts and takeaway on this. Dave?
Yeah, so I think we ended up going down a bit of a rabbit hole about how to handle the holidays. And the one thing, going back to the how to handle and what to do about posting, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, blog post, you know, whatever you're doing, I would say go to your analytics. If you're a new company, I'm sorry. but if you have a couple of years of data from, you know, your Facebook or anything, go back and look at your blog traffic and compare that holiday week, or pull out all of your holidays, and, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, first week of school, any others that you see dips and dives and, you know, jumps and stuff for traffic, conversion, sales. Go and compare and see what holidays or what weeks year over year do you always see really low each month. It's like, oh, well, that's always this holiday weekend at that time. That's why, you know, we always see the third week of whatever month is always down. It's because there's X holiday that week. So we are just getting less people. We're getting less stuff. So if you have a limited budget, limited amount of time, can't talk, think about that. Think about postponing, pushing out content, a sales pitch, an email, newsletter, whatever it is. But take a look at the data and see what the data says. See, you know, maybe you have less visitors, but you actually have more conversions and you have, you know, larger average order size. Well, okay, well, we still should be pushing stuff. Or maybe we should only push stuff on certain channels to promote those things. I think that, and posting ahead of time just to let people know if you're open, if you're not open, you know, and to handle the possible questions that might come about, I think is the other good thing that we kind of talked about. I think that's it for me.
Very good. Yeah, you hit on a couple things that I thought I forgot about, but yeah.
I like data.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, let's say you spend $1,500, $2,000 on an interactive graphic or an infographic or a big piece of content. You really hope that it does well. Probably if a holiday falls on like a Thursday and people are getting Friday off and then it's a long weekend, you know, you're probably, if you want to get it in front of the most people and have it be successful, it's probably not in your best interest to publish, you know, on the evening right before one of those type of holidays.
And or so, even on that Monday.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so, like, I think that's the point here, just trying to figure out, you know, and this is where the analytics comes in, and what Dave was talking about, just making sure that you're paying attention to that, and that you're posting when you have the most opportune time. Now, Also, it doesn't mean that you can't go back. You know, let's say you do something like that. You can go back. You can repurpose content. You could continue to try to push that and make it work. But, you know, sometimes people will see through your tricks. Like, it was funny. The other day, we were going by one of, you know, the business complexes, that area where we shop, do a lot of shopping. And this business has had the same whatever holiday sale sign up for, like, 2 months, and we're like, man, that is one really long extended sale. And then we joked about it because the other day we went by it and they finally had, like, you know, the new holiday one up. And
oh, geez.
Anyway, so it's just things like that. You know, people can see through it, just have that consistency, figure out when the best time to post. A lot of stuff that we talked about, but yeah, I think that's good. And
well, I another example of that is, I won't say their name, and it's a certain men's store that has had the exact same sale going on for like 10 years, although I think they got bought recently. It's always like, literally, it's always buy one, get one free, or buy one, get two free.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, then why don't you just sell your stuff at like third of the price all the time, and then just have, you know, smaller sales? But it's always the exact same. It's like, buy one suit, get one free. Yeah. Buy one jacket, get two free. I'm like, but I only want one jacket. Why don't you just sell me that jacket at a third the price and we'll call it even? Like,
yep.
Nope. That's literally was their sale and their tagline forever. I'm like, but I don't want three of those. I just want one.
All right. Take note, everybody. So thank you for joining us for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics. I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and good luck in your holiday promotions. And please, if there's anything that we talked about and you know, that you have questions on, or you got other questions that are related to it, please let us know. Dave and I are always happy to answer your questions, and who knows, it could end up being a podcast topic down the road. So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks, all.